For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt. At the start of every academic year, the inevitable "What did you do this summer?" question pops up among students and professors alike. Stu Foster, who teaches geography and geology at Western Kentucky and also serves as the state climatologist, had quite the answer to that question this year. Next time you listen to a baseball game on the radio, pay attention to how many times the weather is referenced.
Weather that's a clear, deep blue sky that might be a problem for outfielders. Whether there's a strong breeze blowing in or out. We had a game recently where there was a heavy dew that came on the field as the game went on that could have come in to affect the game.
Foster says a few conversations last winter led to the opportunity to sit in on a dozen games as color commentator for the Bowling Green Hot Rods, the Midwest League affiliate of the Tampa Bay Rays.
The weather is certainly one part of trying to convey to the listener the scene of what's happening and the setting for the game and what might turn out to be an important component that affects the way the game plays out.
He says his weather expertise wasn't the only part of his day job that helped ease his transition into the broadcast booth.
I've done a lot of public speaking around the state and country at different types of meetings and such. And so, you know, that experience really helped me a lot. But combining that with having listened to baseball over the years and now just paying more close attention to broadcasters really helped me out a lot.
Foster grew up playing, watching, and listening to baseball in southern Ohio during the days of the Big Red Machine. While the team on the field was talented and entertaining, Foster also enjoyed the talent in the Reds broadcast booth, particularly longtime analyst Joe Nuxall.
He was a very, very colorful color commentator, if you will, and had been a player for the Cincinnati Reds, the youngest player to ever appear in a Major League Baseball game. And so I certainly enjoyed him. And, of course, now Marty Brenneman and even Al Michaels was a Reds broadcaster for a little while.
Few in town were more excited when Bowling Green Ballpark was built and the Hot Rods began playing downtown.
Really enjoyed baseball. And then when we got the team here in this beautiful stadium, it was like, wow, you couldn't imagine anything better to have this right in downtown Bowling Green where you could hop in your car, drive 15 minutes, park, walk over to the stadium. So it's certainly become a big part of my summer, and along with my wife, we come out to a lot of games.
In a spacious broadcast booth off to the third base side of Bowling Green Ballpark, Hank First makes final preparations for another broadcast. A 2009 WKU graduate, First is in his fourth season with the Hot Rods and second as lead announcer. In 2012, it was a solo act for First, but this year it's a full house. Chris Kleinhaus Schultz joins him for home games, and so too did Stu Foster several times this summer.
Last year it was just me by myself. This year I'm fortunate enough to have a broadcast assistant on the air with me, but Stu's kind of that number three guy. He comes in and kind of spells us, provides some really good color commentary, and after about two or three games, Stu got it, nailed it, had the cadence down, the timing down, and he really has been a valuable asset to our broadcast team. I think he gives us that major league sound.
Stu Foster says very few of his colleagues at the university knew what he was doing this summer, but that changed when one of his fellow professors sent out an email to everyone on staff touting Foster's summer gig.
You know, the few people that I've talked to or, you know, stopped me about it have been very complimentary and, you know, thought, you know, that's really neat that you were able to do that. So it's nice to have that kind of support from folks.
And he's watched winning baseball this summer, with the Hot Rods reaching the Midwest League playoffs for a third straight year. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.